Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. And today, I think this is going to be a fun topic. We're going to talk about the 25 biggest real estate mistakes, or as many as we can get to today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about as many of these as we can do. We'll see how far down the list we get through. But I actually came across an article on HGTV's website that I thought was interesting that was called 25 Biggest Real Estate Mistakes. And so that's kind of what inspired today's show. So today, on this week's show, we have those 25 mistakes that, according to them, are the biggest that you can make. And we are going to go down the list and we're just going to talk about what we think. We're going to give our opinion on if we agree with them or not, if we think they actually are the biggest mistakes, maybe share some personal experiences and stories and tips to go along with each one. And since there is 25 and we talk quite a bit on the show, I doubt we'll get through all of them. So you can probably expect a part two next week.
Yeah. Way to point that one out. Yes. And for you new listeners out there, you can always feel free to follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have new videos uploaded weekly, So just make sure you're not missing out on everything and or anything. And this is a really neat topic, too, because it does come basically from, like you said, HD Open House.
Yeah.
And
HGTV.com.
And it's a relevant show, though. As a viewer and an audience, you kind of want to be aware of what not to do, or maybe, you know, that's out of context. And that's why we're going to discuss and just talk and collaborate and give our personal opinions on these subjects too.
Absolutely. We really believe that no matter who you are, today's show is going to have a little bit for everyone. It's going to benefit everyone, whether you're, you know, looking to buy, sell, invest in real estate, or even, you know, be in the real estate business as an agent, or anything in between. So, all right, let's just get into it. The first biggest real estate mistake is buying a house for its decor. What do you think about that?
This is tricky, though, because you walk into a home. Imagine this. We scheduled the showing. You walk into the home. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. The way the owner decorated, the way their furniture is, or the type of furniture makes a really big deal. And it's not cluttered, maybe. And it just fits maybe the time period that this home's built. And it really sold itself with all this decor. And you could care less about the condition of underneath the decor, which is what really is important too, because when you do buy a house, this isn't your stuff. This is personal property here that's owned by the seller. So once the home closes, it's going to be empty.
Yeah.
And you really got to have an open mind with that. But is it a bad thing? No, we all get ideas from that.
Yeah.
I think.
And that's another thing. I mean, that goes along with home staging, which we did a whole show on last week. So if you haven't listened to, go back and listen to last week's episode. We talked all about this. But
what I was going to say is people like to buy candy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're looking at. When you buy the decor, it's the candy.
Yes. And I will say we have had listings before that were really nothing special, and we had lines out the door for an open house like you don't usually see at all. And I promise it was because of the staging. It was beautifully staged. Because of that, the photos looked great. I wanted to move in because the furniture was so nice. But at the end of the day, you're not buying the house for the furniture. So enough about that one. All right, number two, not providing easy access for showing. So I guess this one is directed toward someone who is selling their house and they're making it a little bit difficult for the realtor to get in to show it.
Which, if your home, remember, if your home can't be shown because it's just conflicting with your schedule, or you just personally just don't want people in your home, we got to revert back to the main question and goal. Why are we selling your house? Or why have you hired me to do a job that I can't perform and do simply because I got to get to first base? And the only way to do that is to get showings and an offer, because now we're on base and we got to get the buyer home, right? And that's a really good visual to say, because sellers don't understand how important it is. And I'm not saying you drop it on the dime and just say, yeah, you can come see my home. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you, for a buyer. But we all need to be flexible and lenient when a buyer asks to come show your home, because in order to get an accepted offer, they have to see your home. And that's really important. And that is a very important topic to be talking to your seller in your listing contracts too. You just vocalize and communicate. And that's why real estate really is a personal business. I have personal relationship with all of my sellers, and we just air everything out and we keep it in the open. And it's my job to do what's important for you.
That's really good. Okay. Next is not researching the neighborhood. Didn't really specify. I'm guessing it means like before you make an offer on a house. I mean, I know for me, when I go look at a house, and you can definitely feel whether you like the neighborhood or not without necessarily doing extensive research. I wouldn't say that's one of the biggest mistakes, is not doing research, because I think you can just see with your eyes, is the home going to hold its value? Are the homes around it well taken care of? Is it a desirable area? I mean, I don't think that's that big of a mistake.
There's a few things though that you do consider though with your neighborhood. Resale value.
Of course.
Safety. And if you're moving out of state and maybe you're not from the local area, you're really relying on the professional, your buyer's agent, to let you know and do the research for you. It's super important.
Which we'll get into.
And for you to be more comfortable with that purchase in the end.
Yes, that's true. Okay, the next mistake is trying to make the hard sell when showing. And that must be geared toward us real estate agents. And, you know, the way I see it is, it's truly not my job as a real estate agent to convince someone to buy a house. My job is to educate them about the home buying process and make sure they feel super comfortable with the transaction and the process itself, answer all their questions regarding that, and even answer questions about the houses. But to sell them, they're either going to like it or they're not. And it's not something that we do do.
We're not on the car lot and we're forcing them to stay
that's
on this car
not,
lot.
And I don't think that would even work if someone tried that, but I wouldn't advise it.
Well, let's take a quick break. Good stuff so far. I like all of this. It's time to take that break. If I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Fetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back with more right after this.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Brian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the 25 biggest real estate mistakes.
We are on mistake number 5 of the apparently biggest mistakes you can make in real estate, according to HGTV.com, talking about if we agree or not. So number 5 is waiting until spring to sell your home.
This is a personal opinion, honestly. I mean, what's the right time, though, for you
to
sell?
I think it's a mistake to wait until spring, if for the most part. I mean, don't you?
Well, statistically, more homes become active in spring. The month of May and June are the most active months statistically in real estate when you look at the national standard. But looking on our personal progress in our business, we have the most amount of closings and sale volumes usually toward the later end of the year. And that's going to be November, December. I don't know if it's from all that summer sale volume closing or not, because it usually takes, 60 days to go to escrow and close. But from our last 3 years straight, at least, we definitely have the most amount of closings, usually around November, December, in early January.
Really? Near the end of the year.
Yeah, and so when I'm in a listing appointment or talking to a for sale by owner or someone that's just sitting and not wanting to sell right now, that's usually an answer that I hear. I'm just going to wait until this season. And if that's a personal choice of yours, and for good reason, maybe you got kids, you want to keep them in the same school district, I completely agree to do that. But
solely for the market.
Solely for the market.
I don't think it's going to do much.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to really do much, especially right now.
I had heard it was so low. People trying to waiting to get their kids into school, and so they were buying in the summertime to get that move taken care of, and the kids would be in right school and stuff. I've heard that before.
We've seen that. Yeah. We've seen that, and that's I think not a bad idea, obviously, but waiting for the market. Yeah. Okay, so next is the next mistake is treating real estate like the stock market. I mean, no one knows what's going to happen. You can't predict.
Well, this reminds me of the saying, sell high and buy low, right? When we're looking at stocks, you want to sell high and buy low. And I think that's what that question's referring to. The problem is, I mean, just like you and I, we don't know when something's going to happen. Like I say, I don't have that crystal ball to let you know. And could I have saw us buying a house right now, you know, in this time, the highest real estate market in history? No. Could have, but then again, I'm revolving and I'm always changing and looking just like the stock market is. So if that's you and your statistic guy and you just only want to read numbers, well, sometimes faith comes involved too. And you got to do what's best for you and expand that bubble and get rid of that mindset and the way of thinking.
That's good. I agree. Okay, the next mistake is failing to market your home in different ways. And this, it just reminds me, it makes me think of a for sale by owner. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's someone who's trying to sell their home on their own without a real estate agent, because that's what they're doing. They are failing to market their home in different ways. Generally, they're going to have a yard sign. They're going to have maybe Zillow and Craigslist and Fizbo.com that no one ever goes on. So that's probably it, if that. And so, but one thing that we do know is that statistically, the high majority of home buyers are coming from online. And so knowing that, you're going to want the maximum amount of exposure possible, which is why it's so important to list with a real estate professional who is going to have maximum exposure. 100 different websites nationwide, globally, not just those couple.
This totally reminds me of that guy that says, oh, it would sell if I just had this yard sign placed in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the
no
front yard.
No one's coming from the yard sign. This isn't the 90s anymore.
Well, we can't say nobody. Well, a very small percentage. Now, 93% of buyers are coming from online. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. Home shopping online is so, so important. But Zillow and Redfin, those free websites that are all bought by one corporation, it's not the same as hiring a real estate agent.
No.
So if you're bagging on doing that, there's more to it than a transaction. And for the people that are not selling their home, we just had a conversation with an individual, and this is here in Salem, and he says, I'm only going to sell my home for cash. And then I say
$515,000 house.
And I just ask him simply, well, I got a beautiful conventional buyer, very well qualified. Yeah. Well, could I ask why? Is it the home's condition? He's like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, talk to me. What's going on? Maybe we can work a repair addendum in here or something. You know, it hasn't even gone that far. Well, it's got a bad roof. Well, is it leaking right now? No, but it's going to need to be replaced within the next few years. Okay, that's understandable. And then the back deck, it has some few rotted boards. And so he interprets that as if his home's not financeable anymore.
Right.
And he's only looking for a cash deal to cash him out.
Right.
And he used that term, I want to get cash out. I'm cashing out on my home. Which, if you're a seller, yeah, we all want to get cashed out on our home right now.
But when you close, if someone has a loan, you're getting paid.
You're still getting paid.
Same amount of money at the end of the day. Just because it's not cash. You're still getting paid the same
money. So
it's just silly. But
His methods of prospecting, that is just step 101, though, that you need a real estate professional to educate you. Whether we do the job for you or not, at least have the open ears to be educated on how we can put more money in your pockets. That is the funnest thing to do for me right now when I'm working with my sellers and saying, like, this is fun, guys. Like, not only do we get a paycheck at the end of the day, but you are making so much money on your investment that you just purchased maybe in 2014, 2018, 3 years ago. This is a dream for a lot of people. And when I hear the word, I want to get cashed out, yeah, we can definitely do that for you. Definitely in today's market, you're going to make more money than ever. and you're actually going to make more when you do hire a real estate professional. That just makes that commission just a no-brainer. If, like I say, if I can't make you more $5,000 more, I probably shouldn't be in the business. Yeah. But that's how it is for me.
That's good. Okay, the next mistake is not thinking about resale value.
That's a mistake, I think.
I think it is. But then again, you have to remember, not all home buyers are like us, where we want to buy a house, live in it for so long, sell it, make money. Like, not everyone, that's their goal. Some people just want like a house and they want to live there forever. They don't want to move. Like, yeah, that's it. They want their forever home or whatever. They don't like moving. They don't have the goal of making money in real estate through buying and selling or whatever. And that's a lot of buyers. And so if that's the case, then I guess it's not too, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a mistake not thinking about it. If you're buying it, planning on raising your family and living there for 20 years, you're
right.
It's going to raise in value in 20 years.
And when you're not thinking of the resale value, though, in that situation, like you just said,
yeah,
it's usually going to be you buying the best home in your neighborhood or on the block. And that's probably because you're at the highest end of the market that it can appraise for at the most amount. And that's it. Nothing's going to sell for more than you. But ultimately, Mariah, you and I both have always gone into investing and just looking at properties as if, what could I do to the property that I'm not going to extend myself and go, you know, under what it's worth or over what it's worth, you know?
Like over-improve for the area.
Exactly. Yeah. So you do, in a sense, you want to look at resale value. It's smart to do so. But at the same time, I mean, $10,000 in the end over a 30-year fixed mortgage, are you overpaying? I don't believe you are.
You could look at it another way, step-up value. You know, you're going to invest now with this house. How much value will I get so I got that money that I could step up to another house?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a savings account.
It is. Yeah. It's the best piggy
look
bank.
Look at it as a piggy bank.
You're putting your equity in there. All right, so the next mistake is buying a property without actually seeing it in person. And this is one I'm going to have to say that
this
I
is all you.
Strongly disagree with. I do not think this is a mistake. And, you know, I used to tell my sellers back in the day, don't accept an offer that is sight unseen. If the buyer that's writing an offer has not seen the home in person, don't accept it. They're probably going to back out. Things aren't going to work out. But times have changed. Mm-hmm. And I now work with a lot of relocation clients, people who are buying homes from all over and in our area. And many of them are buying these homes without seeing them in person until we close. And they are very happy. We've never had someone not happy with the home, but I think what it comes down to, I wouldn't say it's a mistake to buy without seeing it in person. I'd say it's a mistake to buy without seeing it in person with the wrong agent. And I don't mean that to say like, oh, I'm better than another agent or what, tooting my own horn or whatever. But what I do mean is, it's just a fact. This is a newer thing. A lot of agents are not comfortable with doing this virtually, facilitating the transaction. They don't know what to look out for. So I think that's the biggest deal is,
and what I can add to that,
knows
Mariah has definitely educated herself over the last few years. Like you said, she used to advise, don't do this.
Yeah.
We have actually invested into ourselves, bought the right equipment, and made adjustments based off past sales and experiences and feedback from our customers. And we can make that the best process for you buying on a state sight unseen.
All right. So lots of good stuff here. I like this. All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we've got more for you when we come back.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And before we get to our real estate tip of the week, one more of our 25 biggest real estate mistakes.
All right, so our last real estate mistake we're going to talk about today, and also be sure to tune in next week because looks like we are going to do a part two. We didn't even get halfway through. So we'll have a lot more mistakes and tips for next week. But the last one for this week is trusting everything that a real estate advertisement says. Okay. The biggest things I've seen that are wrong on a real estate advertisement are, I want to say small things, but I guess they're not small things. Like, a school district is wrong. Sometimes I've seen that, like it says that it's in one school district, but it's actually in the wrong, a different one. Or I've even seen like property taxes, which is can be a pretty big deal.
It affects your monthly payment.
I've seen loan type, like if a home, it says on the listing it's financeable or can't be financed, FHA, for example, but it actually can be. So I always double check with the agent when I'm looking at a home for a client. But, you know, when those things happen, it's like just an error. Someone accidentally inputted into the system for the most part. It's not like someone's trying to deceive. I haven't really seen a whole lot of like mistakes that are like someone intentionally trying to deceive a buyer. Like, have you? I mean,
no. And the reason because of this is you're obligated to an inspection period.
Yeah.
And you have all this time for you to do your own due diligence. And in the end of the game, it's on you. And that's why it costs more to hire a broker that's not a professional for you, because the broker, in a sense, that you're working with, you should trust and rely on to get these answers and questions solved. And, that's why it is important. Not every agent is equal. Not every agent is equal.
Nope. All right.
Let's do our tip of the week.
All right. For the tip of the week this week, we thought it would be fun for each of us to give what we think the biggest real estate mistake is off the top of our heads. Mm. Now that I say that, I don't have one. So do you want to go first?
Okay. This is good. Okay. So real estate tip of the week. Off the top of our
biggest
heads.
Mistake. What's the biggest mistake?
Okay. Don't put yourself in a bubble. Okay. So what I'm telling you is, like, I revert this to somebody that doesn't know any better. Like, say you only make a certain amount of money every year. Don't put yourself in that bracket to where things will never happen for you. Make a vision, make a goal sheet. I did not ever plan on selling our townhouse over the last 2 years. It just happened, and it's because I'm open to creating opportunities around me and not just being closed off, like the stock market question we just went through. Don't look at things and just be so just focused and not actually pursuing a goal of yours and always to create new goals. And that's real estate, but also that's life. I reverted that question to money. But in the end of the day, don't hold yourself to a standard that holds you back, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Always be looking forward. Seek new opportunities, because if you're just, you know, stuck in that routine and your life maybe is not going the way that you want, like a lot of individuals, it is what it is, okay? You can always learn, educate yourself, move forward, kick the dust off your boots, and put on a new pair and say, I'm going to go get this one. That's really important to me. And I think that's because of my background, my sports backgrounds. I've always wanted to be the best and you know, look the best too. And in order to do that, you have to put time into things. And our world is just so fragile right now. Seriously, it's unbelievable. So I guess that's my word of encouragement, I guess, too.
Well,
with our tip.
I'm going to have to make you guys come back next week, running out of time. So I will give my tip next week. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thank you very much. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Fetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.